This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Flights are crowded. There's the scramble to board first to snag space for your bag, which you're dragging on board in the first place to avoid the baggage fee. And no matter how carefully you pack, the thing barely fits in the overhead. There has got to be a better way. Thankfully, we've got just the thing. Today's installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer... By brain work and
blatant. Hutch Humphreys sent us this question from San Diego.
I was wondering what research has gone into the various algorithms airlines use for boarding passengers and why most of those algorithms do not seem to work very well.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Mainly, airlines board the way they do to save time, which is money. They want to turn the plane around as quickly as possible, avoid delays and extra labor costs. Secondly, they want to use boarding as a perk. Treat the fancy flyers, business and first class, gold club, sky team, and all the rest, a little better than everyone else in the cheap seats. So I've come to Portland International Airport on a busy weekday. Alaska Airlines, United, and Delta are boarding flights. And they all do it the same basic way. Expensive seats and VIPs first, then the main cabin. Delta has everyone in coach board at once, sort of in a clump. United does it in order of windows, middle, and then aisle seats. Alaska boards back to front by zones. I ask gate agent Francis Sheehan what gums up the process.
Too many bags.
Carry-on bags. They're the bane of boarding. These days, everyone's trying to avoid checked bag fees. Overheads fill up, lines stop moving. Alaska now has a computer program that calculates exactly how many carry-ons need to be checked at the gate to avoid that pileup. And there's a certain passenger type to watch out for, says airport spokesperson Kama Simons.
Even if they know they have an hour and a half before boarding, they're a gate hugger. They want to stay right at that gate, so...
Gate huggers? I mean, is that a sort of airport argo?
We'll call it an affectionate industry term.
Those anxious gate huggers, they can also be line jumpers, rushing to the front right when boarding starts, blocking everyone else. Discount carrier Southwest avoids all this with a unique open seating method. Passengers line up based on how early they checked in. Once on the plane, there are no assigned seats. It's first come, first serve. Bianca Momond, a regular on Southwest, is waiting for her flight for Oakland.
I can tell people who don't travel Southwest get really confused by it, even though it seems like an easy system. I don't mind it.
Passenger Matt Phillips does mind, though.
I like to know where my seat's going to be in.
Even if you can only get a middle seat and it's by the bathroom.
At least I know what I'm getting into. I feel like at Southwest, I'm always rolling the dice.
At least it's a fair roll, says Southwest spokesman Brad Hawkins.
Once you get on the airplane, it's just like church or the movies. It's a very egalitarian experience.
Also efficient. Checked bags fly free on Southwest, so there are fewer carry-ons. And the airline has among the best boarding times in the industry. But couldn't it be even better? Astrophysicist Jason Steffen at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, thinks so.
The algorithm that I use to kind of find the optimum boarding method is called Markov chain Monte Carlo.
Steffen decided to run some experiments after he got frustrated with boarding delays, starting with that Markov chain Monte Carlo.
You set up a scenario, you make random changes to it. If the random change is an improvement, then you keep the change. And if the random change is not an improvement, then you keep the change sometimes.
Steffen's research next took him to Hollywood.
To the studio where they filmed Airplane. They had 72 seats. We got 72 extras. They all had some luggage. It turned out that boarding in blocks from back to front took about twice as long to fill the airplane as my method.
And his method? Board the plane back to front every other row, alternating sides, windows first, then middle seats and aisles. It's complicated and kind of antisocial, splitting up families and friends for boarding. But it is efficient because it spreads passengers out so they can find their seats, stow their luggage, and sit down already. One more thing Steffen found in his research, even if airlines simply boarded planes randomly.
To say, okay, everyone, airplane's open, go ahead and get on board.
That would also be faster than what they do now, because people who get in line randomly aren't likely to have adjacent seats and be fighting over the same overhead bins before settling down to fly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
This series, as with so much we do on this radio program, does not work without you. So ask us what you've always wondered about on our website. Maybe we'll answer it and get you on the radio. It's marketplace.org.